Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jason Barsky Show.
I saw an article this morning about an event happening this evening, and I reached out. I thought, let me just find out what they're up to. And from the group Alley Cat Alleys, it's Molly Armas. I understand. Now, are you a legal representative for Alley Cat Alleys, a spokesperson, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. I'm a staff attorney, and then I'm also a spokesperson.
And you guys are, and I say you guys, you have it's you and is it Alice? And how many other people come in for your event?
Just me and Alice Burton, our Associate Director of Animal Control and Animal Shelter Engagement.
Now, the event is tonight, right? It's going to be in the Think Center, 7 South Main Street from 6:30 to 8:30 in Wilkes-Barre.
And, that's correct.
And the program's called Helping Cats in Your Community. Now, Wilkes-Barre, this whole area has an issue with feral cats. Because you're from what? Are you from D.C. or the Virginia area? Is that correct?
Just outside D.C. That's correct.
And you travel around doing what is going to happen at this program tonight that people wouldn't be able to get from somebody just local coming in and doing this?
So, Alley Cat Alleys is the largest advocacy organization dedicated to the humane treatment and protection of cats. And so, this is what we do. We travel all across the country to help communities implement trap, neuter, return, which is the only humane and effective approach to community cat or feral cat population. So, you know, we come with expertise and resources and a wealth of knowledge to really help Wilkes-Barre residents, live peacefully alongside the cats in their community.
And this is, I was talking to Alice, I called her earlier. I said, so this is a way, like you're not suggesting come on in here and kill all these cats.
No, definitely not. Absolutely not.
But you're also not suggesting everyone needs to start feeding these cats.
No, definitely not. I mean, Trap, Neuter, Return is a community-based program, and fortunately, Wilkes-Barre has a lot of organizations and individuals already doing Trap, Neuter, Return. So we're here really to educate all members of the community about Trap, Neuter, Return. Just to briefly explain Trap, Neuter, Return, it's where community cats who are feral cats who are unowned living outside in the community, they're trapped. They're taken to a veterinarian where they're spayed and neutered, given vaccinations, and then their ear is tipped to show that they've gone through this process, and they're returned right back where they were already living and thriving. And so this is sort of to explain how it works, why it has proven to be successful, but it's also an opportunity for community members to come out and talk not only with us but with each other and really have a dialogue.
How can people attend this tonight? I know that you can RSVP at, what is the website?
It's alleycat.org/events, so they can RSVP. And as you said, it's tonight, 6:30 to 8:30 at the Think Center.
And how many of these events have you done around the country?
Oh, hundreds. I mean, you know, this is something we really do regularly.
What was I going to ask you? I'm having an issue with my brain today. I don't know what it is. I was just talking about it off the air. My thoughts are not coming out all that well. What is the worst thing somebody could do other than, like, hurting a cat? Like, is it feeding the cats? What is making this problem worse? Is it feeding? Is it just ignoring the problem? Is it what makes this feral cat problem worse? What your solutions are would help try to, you know, help make things better. But what are the worst things people can do?
I think, you know, two things. I think trapping and removing cats does not work because of the vacuum effect. You know, you're pulling cats out of the environment, but you're leaving the resources behind. So new cats are immediately going to come in and take advantage of that. And if they're not getting spayed or neutered, they're reproducing. And then doing nothing, you know, ignoring a problem really never solves anything, which is why, you know, Trap, Neuter, Return is so great because it is humane and it's effective. It's something that people, you know, they want to participate in and they want their community to implement.
Do you ever run into people who are against your organization? Because I always like to see if there's ever an organization that doesn't have controversy. Like, do you ever run into protesters going, how dare you trap, neuter, and release? Or are you a controversy-free organization?
I think that, you know, fortunately for us, you know, obviously not everyone has to love cats, you know, that, you know, and it's not our job to make everyone love cats. It's our job to help really implement a humane and effective approach so everyone can happily coexist alongside cats.
How did Wilkes-Barre get on your map?
You know, it was just, I think there was a lot of concern, you know, I think, you know, primarily from the media, there were just a lot of concerns about, you know, what was going on and really how can Wilkes-Barre be doing better, not only for its community members, but for its cats.
You know, I was just talking about that when it comes to, like, people who don't take care of their properties. One thing that stuck into my head was one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you was a while back, there was somebody who said they lived in Wilkes-Barre and their neighbor, either across the street or right next to him, said regularly had about 30 feral cats living on their porch. And I was like, yeah, it's off-putting. You know, if you ever want to go sell your house, it sounds like it might not be healthy for everybody. Doesn't sound like that'd be a good situation for anybody. I mean, maybe I'm ignorant to the fact that cats are the most healthy creatures, but I feel like that many on one porch seems like a bad idea.
I mean, I can't really talk about that exact instance because I haven't seen it. But again, you know, that's kind of why we're here. We're really here to promote this approach to community cats, which helps improve their relationships with people and it helps improve their lives.
Cool. And again, it's alleycat.com. Alleycat, alleycat.org/events.
Yep, that's correct.
And it's tonight, the Think Center, 7 South Main Street in Wilkes-Barre from 6:30 to 8:30. And this is for just residents. It's for everybody, right? Residents.
Yep.
It's for animal control officers, community people, animal shelters. Everyone should come on out. And, well, look, I hope you enjoy your stay here. Hope I have a very successful event. I'm happy to help spread your message and help you get that out there. And, yeah, good luck tonight.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
No problem, Molly. Thank you for taking the time. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Good luck tonight.
It's the Jason Barsky Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.